Hang on, hang on. Let me find it. Calming potion. Clairvoyant potion. Oh, here it is. Confidence potion. Okay. Looks like we've got almost everything we need. Hand me that, please. What? Don't tell me you're getting cold feet now. I told you, the only way you're landing that promotion is if we brew this potion and you drink it at the stroke of midnight. Oh, really? You didn't think it was horseshit when I was able to get your sister pregnant last year. Besides, I'm a witch offering my services to you for free. What possible reason would I have to mislead you? You should be thanking me. If you weren't my boyfriend, I'd be charging you double. Materials and labor. Now let's see here. Fresh honeycomb, some sage, strawberry seeds, cinnamon, the nectar of a blood orange, and a singular petal from a yellow rose. Good, good. This looks like it's almost everything. So it says, grind ye the sacred gifts to dust within the mortar, and with the pestle make them as one. Bind their essence with the juice of the blood orange, that the mixture may flow with proper humors. Then add the seed of man, drawn forth whilst he is bound, that the draught might know its master. Let him drink when the twelfth stroke soundeth in the night, so shall the charmed... God damn it! The semen. I fucking forgot to collect the semen. I meant, the seed. No, don't give me that look. It says right here that the recipient himself has to, contribute. Otherwise, the potion won't know who to work on. Hey, don't get mad at me. Blame Wikipedia. Yeah, well, you have a better idea on how to move up the corporate ladder? You're right. Maybe all of this is just horseshit and you can walk up to your boss tomorrow and demand you get that position you've been after for... how long? That's what I thought. You don't have the guts. Witchcraft it is. Now go get naked and I'll tie you up. Gotta make sure we don't lose a singular drop to you squirming. Plus, it says so in the incantation. Oh, you look so comfortable like that. I picked nylon rope so it'd be a little less abrasive on your bare skin. What do you think? Do you like it? I meant the restraints, but sure, you can comment on my lingerie too. This bustier really highlights my bust, don't you think? No, you're thinking of a corset. This doesn't have the same level of compression that that does. Plus, the fishnets really complement it, don't you think? Anyway, we've got maybe 10 minutes before midnight. Time to prepare the final ingredient. Don't act shy. You know exactly what I need. Your seed, remember? Otherwise, the potion won't take. You're not really in a position to bargain, are you? Not with your wrists tied up and me standing over you naked. Why don't you let me take the lead? Shh, I know what I'm doing. You trust me, right? Good. Now be a good boy and let me work. Mm. That's so cute how you knock your head back for me. You act like I haven't kissed you like this before. Or maybe it's being helpless like this that has you feeling excited. Either way, I'm into it. We've talked about you getting aggressive with your tongue. Relax it for me. There you go. Now let me coil my tongue around yours. Look at that. I haven't even touched you yet, and you're already linking. For someone who doesn't believe in witchcraft, you sure are leaning into it now. Twitch again. Wow. I'll never get tired of that. Now be a good boy and spit on it for me. That's it. Look at it drip down the side of you. I bet it would feel so good with my fingers wrapped around it, rubbing it in. Are you picturing that, sweetheart? Yeah. If you want my hands on you, ask for it. Fucking beg for it. I can't hear you. All I hear is the hands of time ticking away, and you not giving me what I want. Anyone ever tell you you're cute when you're needy like this? Alright, since you asked so nicely. Oh, you're veinier than I remember. You know how much I love feeling every little bump and ridge of yours. Especially with it all looped up like this. Spit a little more on it for me. Goodness, I can practically see it shimmering in the moonlight. It's so shiny. Yeah? Yeah, you like when I grip you like this? When I deliberately take my time dragging my fingers up and down the slippery cock of yours? I can't understand you when you stammer like that. That's my good boy. Tell me exactly what you like. Do you like when I trace this vein here, like this? Or what about when I grip you tighter as my hand reaches bottom? Or maybe, do you like when I twist my wrist a little and stroke you fast? Oh, that's the one. You keep twitching in my hand each time I do that. You're close. Well, as much as I want to collect that final ingredient now, it's only 11:56. You've still got at least another 4 minutes before you're allowed to come. Not my fault, really. I don't make the rules. Still, I can't risk you getting soft before then. How about this? Close your eyes for me. Whatever you do, don't open them. Do you understand? There, how does that feel? You should feel something very soft and squishy squeezing around you. Nope, you're not allowed to see what it is. Just know that you fit so beautifully between the object in question. Doesn't it feel nice? Having something warm and malleable envelope you? Could be. It's a mystery what you're sliding in and out of right now. but your spit from earlier is making it sticky and a little slippery. You're funny, trying to guess what I'm using. Well, I'll give you a hint. There's two of them. Open your eyes. You are right. I am squeezing my tits around you. Fair. You felt them before, so I should have figured you could recognize them even with your eyes closed. I just love seeing this tip pop up and then disappear back between them. It's kind of fun to watch, actually. Oh, I know. I know it feels too good. But you've got to last a little longer. Do you think you can hang on for another 2 minutes? What if... Oh, I sweeten the deal. I'm gonna get you to the edge and then have you pull out when you can't take any more. Do you understand? That's my good boy. I hope you don't mind me taking a ride on you for a little bit. Oh, fuck. You're practically throbbing. Yes, give in to me. Give in to me. Let me make you see stars. Fuck. For a man who's tied up, you sure know how to thrust upward. You're doing such a good job. Fuck, you feel so good. I know you're gonna give me a big... Oh, you are, aren't you? You are. Oh, you've been pent up for me? You've been pent up for me? Yeah. That's it. That's it. Oh. Show me how badly you want this. Show me how fucking badly you want to make it a mess. There you go. You're my messy boy. My sloppy, needy, messy fucking boy. God, I love how you look at me right now. $11.59. It's now or never. Give me what I want. I'm counting down from 10, okay? 10. One. Oh, yeah, look at you erupt. Yeah, no, don't hold back. Oh, let out every drop. Alright, got it. Now, let's mix this in with the other ingredients. By honey sweet and petal fair, by flame of fruit and breath of air, by man's own gift and midnight's chime, I bind thy will, thy strength, thy spine. Rise with courage, banish fear, promotion's path now draweth near! That's a bit dramatic. All right, last step, you gotta take a sip. Just a little one. Come on, it'll be fine. You've drank worse stuff than this before. See, that wasn't so bad. Before you know it, you're gonna be feeling way more, shit. No, it's nothing. Oh my god, did I mix up the ingredients? I was supposed to use a nectar from a grapefruit, not a blood orange. You're gonna laugh. I guess a little trifling detail in ingredients resulted in me producing a cloning potion instead of a confidence potion. It really is funny how that works out. Now, calm down, both of you. We'll just have to wait until midnight tomorrow to try again and reverse it. So until then, I'm sure I can figure out something to do with the two of you.